This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation.
Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider.
Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is the amazing health benefits of walking. Have you ever wondered how walking can benefit your health? Well, let us look at some benefits of this simple yet powerful exercise. Walking, often overlooked in the realm of fitness, is a gold mine of health benefits. It's an exercise that's accessible to everyone, no matter your age, fitness level, or your location. No gym memberships, no expensive equipment, just you and your own 2 feet. One of the most significant benefits of walking is its impact on cardiovascular health. Regular walking can help reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke by increasing heart rate, improving circulation, and lowering bad cholesterol levels. It's like giving your heart a workout, strengthening it one step at a time. Now, let's talk about the mental health. In an age where stress and anxiety are common, walking can be a breath of fresh air for your mind. It's a natural mood booster. Walking releases endorphins, the body's feel-good hormones, helping to reduce stress, anxiety, and even depression. A brisk walk can clear your mind, improve your sleep, and boost your overall mood. Weight management is another benefit that walking graciously offers. It's a low-impact exercise that can help burn calories, especially when combined with a healthy diet. Imagine shredding those extra pounds just by taking daily walks. But it doesn't stop there. Walking can also contribute to your longevity. Yes, you heard me right. Studies have shown that regular walkers have a lower risk of chronic illnesses such as diabetes, arthritis, and even certain cancers. Walking can help to improve bone density, boosting overall bone health, and it can also increase muscle strength and endurance. So there you have it. From your heart to your bones, walking is a comprehensive package of health benefits. It's an exercise that asks for nothing but gives back so much. It's a testament to saying that simplest things are often the most extraordinary. Indeed, walking is a simple yet powerful exercise that can transform your health and your life. So why not take a step today towards a healthier tomorrow? After all, every journey begins with a single step. How much walking should you do to reap these benefits? The general recommendation is a brisk walk of about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. But don't worry if you can't set aside a whole half hour at once. This can be broken down into smaller sessions throughout your day. Maybe you take a 10-minute walk during your lunch break, or do a couple of 15-minute strolls morning and evening. What's important is that you are moving. Any walking is better than no walking at all. And remember, the intensity of your walk can vary based on your individual fitness level. You don't need to be a power striding down the sidewalk to make a difference. A leisurely stroll around the park can be just as beneficial if there's where you're at right now. Remember, consistency is the key when it comes to walking for health. Keep those feet moving and you'll be on your path to a healthier you. What should you wear on your feet for these walking sessions? Now that's a question worth pondering. Good walking shoes are essential to ensure comfort and prevent injuries. These aren't just any old pair of shoes. They're your trusted companions on your health journey. When it comes to types of walking shoes, there's a wide variety to choose from. They're light hikers, trail runners, or even traditional walking shoes. Each type has its own unique characteristics, so it's important to find what works best for you. When purchasing, look for shoes that offer good support. This can help reduce the strain on your feet and lower body. Ensure a comfortable fit too, because a shoe that pinches or rubs can quickly turn your peaceful walk into a painful experience. It's also crucial to consider your foot type. Flat feet, high arches, or neutral, each requires a shoe that caters to its specific needs. Remember, the right walking shoe can make a world of difference in your walking experience. So how should you prepare for your walk? Well, one of the key steps to ensure an effective and injury-free walk is to stretch. Stretching before a walk warms up your muscles and prepares them for the activity ahead. After you walk, stretching helps to cool down your muscles and prevent stiffness. Some common stretches for walkers include calf stretch, hamstring stretch, and a quadriceps stretch. Now, for those of you who enjoy the camaraderie of a group setting or could use a little extra motivation, there are walking services available. You could join a walk group where you can meet new people while staying fit. Or perhaps you might find a walking coach helpful. They can provide personalized advice and encouragement to help you reach your walking goals. Proper preparation can ensure that your walk is beneficial and enjoyable. So remember to stretch, consider a walking device, and most importantly, please enjoy your walk. This is Rhonda with Healthy Focus, and I'll see you again in another episode.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com. where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus.